Mr. Dobson, Reel 1. When and where were you born, Mr. Dobson?
I was born in Bowdoin.
When?
2nd of July 1933.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I've got one brother. He's older than me. He's 2 years older.
And your father, what did he do for a living?
He's a miner.
Local pit?
Yes, local. He's dead now.
And did your mother work?
No, she never worked, not for Danny Wolf. I can't see how I remember I worked, and I didn't come up with him. I'm not sure whether I heard her say she did it one time and worked for somebody. No, they housekeeper for somebody, something like that. Yeah, that's as far as I know.
And your brother, did he work?
Oh, yes, he was pits and trucking.
Pits as well?
Yeah.
What do you remember about your early life? Was it comfortable?
Well, we never had a great lot, I would say, around here. Bit of a hard time, I think, you know. My father didn't make that much of the pit, you know, around here. You know, we always had a game in it. So, I think we were limited to what we had. Well, that was normalising, so.
Was he always in work?
Yes, as far as I know, he was always in.
Has always steady work?
Yes, sir.
Would this be at the same pit?
Yeah.
Is this in the village, is it?
Yeah, just over the top there. Yeah.
Which school did you go to? Can you remember your first school?
Brunhope Junior. It used to be down in the village. It's pulled down now then. And this one here.
So how old were you when you started school?
Five.
Can you remember much about it?
No, I remember I hadn't been long at school, it was a winter, and I slipped and I split my chin up when I was in the hospital. That was the beginning, I thought, I remember that one in the boarding school. I remember down there, like, you know, the teachers.
What was it like?
Well, I remember it was all right, like, what we could learn in that, you know, envious.
Do you remember your teachers?
Miss Wick.
And secondary school?
It was the Bernal Mix School or something up here.
That was in the village as well, was it?
It was just this one here. This was what we used to call a top school, senior.
So you would just walk to school?
Yeah, just walk.
Because you're quite isolated here in Burnhope, aren't you?
I think everybody did that then. It's not like now, is it? You walk to school, yeah.
And how old were you when you went to secondary school?
11 years old. That's when you sat the exam.
You sat the 11 plus?
Yeah, I missed out on career by a few marks, but there was no weaknesses or something that year. There was two or three of them.
Was that the grammar school?
Yeah, at New Cryer. What we used to call the upper standards.
So what year would that be?
That would be 1940, 1941, maybe? 1943, 43, during the war.
So the war had started then. Do you remember much about the Second World War?
My dad was in the Home Guard. He used to get out of the fells, you know, and he used to watch them training. He had a rifle at him, and he had no bullets, you know. So bring it home, he used to clean it out.
What kind of rifle was that?
It was the old 303. He had like a broom shank. That was his weapon.
Do you remember that, Nate?
Yeah. I remember that.
The 303 would be almost a First World War weapon, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, we had a great war.
And did he have a uniform?
No, not to start with. I think it was like the latter part of the war, really, when he got a little uniform in there. It was mostly just his clothes.
And how often did he do, what did his duties entail, can you remember?
I think it was just like patrolling the village, if it was a raid on there, had none to me outside when I was a youngster. Stand at the gate when he's a plane. And then the searchlights, the one at the road, but the used to be the railway line. And the crowd had his beer, one up there, searchlight. And I searched the road. And we used to stand at the gate.
Watch the searchlight.
Yeah. We had an area charter, because we lived in what we call the West Terrace. The area charter was built under the stairs.
Whereabouts was that then?
Just over there.
Was it in a building or in a field?
Yeah,
or?
No, it was just in the house, under the stairs.
And how many people could that hold?
Well, there used to be twins upstairs, and you used to shove them to the inner main brother. You know.
So you shared that with somebody?
Yeah, we had to share them upstairs. I mean, me and the father and Mr. Simpson, his wife, I didn't think we all could get it. Wait, we'd be a little crushed.
So was that common?
Yeah, there was some outside, but mostly in the house.
And people shared?
Yeah, we used to share that, yeah.
Do you remember many air raids or anything like that?
Yeah, there was quite a few. You know, I used to try to concert, South Shields, not even places like that in the castle.
Do you remember anything happening at concert then?
I remember it. Where the old Ransom Miles factory is. I remember when I had a bike, they dropped it on there, so they, and there was the creator in that digging, where Ransom Miles is built now. And I think there's one over here. They had on what they call the wood tops, I think there was a one, if I remember. There was one there. There was a plane crash there.
German plane?
No, it was a ditch. And there had been in a dogfight and crashed right on the hilltop. Yeah, I mean, my dad used to stand there with me, Mr. Simpson.
So what did you think of that then?
Well, I mean, really, you know, at that age, I mean, we've been, you know, like 9 or something, 10 or something, you know, you never, you know, it's different, wasn't it? You know?
It would be quite an adventure, really.
Oh, yes.
I suppose you wouldn't really know what was going on.
No, not really.
Your dad had a gun and had to go out.
Stirrup pump, for him just gave him the fire, you know, put it in the peel.
And did he keep that at home?
I used to go to the window with it. Oh, that's a blast, It was army units in the world.
And is that a sort of camp?
Yeah, they used to have, they were stationed like in the Ivy Club or something, I remember. And the old rifle range, it's pulled down there, it was stationed there. You know.
Do you know what unit that was? Or?
I think it was a Scotch, I think.
Did you have much to do with them then?
Well, I used to play football, you know. So I used to watch them play football now. They always get these professional games, like City or whatever, and mostly a Liverpool, and then there's in the island, and like, you know, different ones, I guess. I remember seeing them on that. And the old guy had a good team as well. There was, I remember one man who was called Onslow, he played for Swindon Town, he was a. And James, I think it was, he was a professional footballer as well.
And you saw them play?
Yeah, I saw them down the field there.
And in Burnhope,
yeah.
Well, that would be quite good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, that is. I mean, you used to get a gear right to be around the field when they played, you know.
So the whole village turned out to watch.
Yes, yes.
I suppose there wouldn't be a great deal else to do. What sort of things did you do as a child? Can you remember what sort of leisure time? What did how did you spend it?
Football, cricket,
sport.
Yeah, I like my sport. I did play for the school in the district. Stanley Boys.
Is this during the war?
Yeah, when I come to the top school here. That's when I started with Sandy Boys. I played one game at Walker Park.
Oh, can you, when was that? What year would that be?
That'd be maybe 43. That'd be about 45, maybe 45, 46.
Would that be a cup final or something, was it?
It was, we played Sandy Boys in the English school shield or something it was. I think we beat about 11-0.
Must have been quite an occasion, though.
Oh, it was a highlight of my life, really, to know, you know, someone supporting me. You know, it was great.
What other things did you do?
Well, we used to have what we used to call a cup wood. We were always over there playing. In fact, over there we made a football ground. It was large, you know. We cut it out, cut the grass in. We had the goal post, we used to play over there, what you call the flats. You were trouble. No, I'm not tired of anything, I didn't want to get the elbows. But that's where we played, over there.
What about other things, cinema and that kind
of
thing?
Yeah, the Miners Hall, that was the cinema. The old wooden seats and that there. That was a dance hall as well. And they had a dance hall, we used to shoot it underneath the stage in there, and that was the dance.
And how often was that on?
It was on, I think, every night, I think, I remember.
Dance every night?
Two houses, you know, first house and second house. I used to get to the first house. Saturday afternoon. Tell you a tale about that, I used to just live over here. I was born just there.
Right.
Just across the road. And it was a Saturday afternoon. And I went to the matinee. Come back along here and I can see it now, really. I wasn't very young, I think I was about 6 or 7 years old, and the house was empty. And, you know, I went to the corner and I was standing there, and my dad came along. They'd moved, you know, they used to pay rent, this is like a county, and they were coming. And then, you know, I couldn't remember seeing for anything, but my dad came along, I was standing there, lost.
So what did you think?
I didn't know what to think. I think I was crying a bit, you know. I felt lost. I didn't know where anybody was going.
So you'd come home and found the house empty?
I can't remember whether they were saying anything that would have moved or anything. So I was standing there.
They just moved while you were out?
Yeah. Well, I was at the pictures on the Saturday afternoon.
What sort of films did you see then?
I remember the old picture of King Kong. We weren't allowed in to see it at our age. I didn't know you could see it. Then, just adventures, you know, Tarzan, Jungle's Mother, you know, anything like that. That was good, eh?
Do you remember getting news of the war and that sort of thing? Do you remember finding out what was going on? Or?
Yeah, my dad had it was a mullet wireless. And now he was always having that, you know. He had to quiet the news or something. Not like when he'd say, you know, and then envious. He was getting the news on and then hit the pictures, popping the news or something, you know.
How old would your father have been around this time then?
He would be in his 30s, maybe 40, my dad.
Was he ever in the army then?
No, he was always in the army.
So I guess that would be a kind of protected occupation, something, was it?
Yeah, it was full time now because they weren't called up into the forces. I mean, they had a close call. So he was left.
Do you remember any of the privations of war, being without things? I'm obviously rationing. You would remember that, would you?
Yeah. I mean, you were fruit or anything like that. And remember, Dad used to get things from what had been sent to the pits, you know, hard tack biscuits and that. Yeah, absolutely. Things like that, you know, parcel or something. It was always hard things, man.
I suppose as a child, sweets and that sort of thing would be very hard to come by. Chocolate.
Chocolate, man, very rare. But, you know, you had a sweet ration, you know, and all things.
And how much, can you remember what that was, your sweet ration?
I forget, you know, I couldn't really tell you now, you know, I forget, you know, what they were. Crow's ration. But I know my dad named cigarettes.
Your dad smoked.
Yeah, wood bank. And you couldn't get them, you know. And then there used to be an old woman down there, she had a shop. He had a rainbow. gone through the village. Here is the last cigarettes. Remember that, they are reaching down to get them. You know, that thing, an old cigarette called a pasha. It stunk. I wonder if, you know, that's all he could get.
Where was that from? Was that a foreign?
It must have been, because I remember the pasha.
Did you ever get anything off the soldiers that were stationed nearby?
Well, there was a, there was one we dug along with, just forgetting his name, my name's gone now, but if there's anything that the canteen used to get, you know, sometimes used to bring it along. There was a bar shop, to be honest. I can't remember that. And maybe a bit of fruit or something like that. But bananas and that, I think I forgot what they were there. I couldn't remember them. Never had one till after the war.
Of course, because you'd be quite young when the war started, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I was born in 1933 and was 1939.
So you were just a small child, really, when the war started?
Yeah. Like 6 or 7. Yeah.
So just going back to school, your secondary school, what are your memories of secondary school?
Well, what we got there was Mr. Turnbull and then Johnson. And they had been, I think they'd been wounded in the army and that. And there had been teachers that in, like, got in the middle of the army and they couldn't teach.
Would that be first war?
The second war.
Second war, sorry, yeah.
And Mr. Turnbull had a sick leg or something like that. And the headmaster and his son or something come to talk to him about the war. I remember that. Sport.
Would that be after the war finished?
No, that was during the war.
During the war.
Really, sport. I like the sport.
Well, you mentioned before that that's really when you started playing football. And
yeah, that's how I like. In gardening, we had a big garden at the school. I did like it then, like. In fact, that was going to be my first job when I left school with my dad even there. It was an enemy. I was going outside hall down on the bottom road. It was an enemy, wasn't it? I mean, you didn't get paid very much then, yes.
What other sort of lessons can you remember?
Well, just reading, writing, you know, different people, you know. No computers. You know, you had to do it on your takeaways, pensions and pens. But, no, I think it was a decent education, you know.
Yes, I was just going to ask you what you actually thought of the education you got.
Well, I thought, you know, reasonable. For the time, I mean, we were on the bad time during the war, you know. I mean, there wasn't the books and things like that.
Yes, things like that were short as well, were they?
Shortage. There was always some short. Pens and that, you know, you don't get them in.
What about discipline?
Well, it was good then. I mean, they were the bosses. I think it's different buildings. I mean, we've got to be careful what we see, didn't we? I mean, we had one there. Alfred Johnson, he was a woodwork teacher. The woodwork should have got him. He was doing anything wrong, but he was never pulled up about it or anything like that. You know, you were doing something wrong, that's what he used to say.
What sort of other punishments were meted out at school?
Steve.
What was that?
He had a long letter key in. And if you did anything wrong, you go.
Would this be the headmaster or just? Was it only the headmaster dished the stick out?
No, the other side, but really, he was the main one. You just have to go to him, really.
And what sort of crimes would you get the stick for?
Well, I was talking in class with a girl called Lee Kenross, and I looked up and he was. The headmaster looking through the window, and all we got was pointing the finger that way, out. You know, and we were in, I think it was Alfie Johnson's class, the teacher, like, we've got the stick. You know, I mean, we didn't do anything really daft or rash to, you know. But, I mean, my dad and mum would, if I told them, I remember, that was it. There was no taking it to court or anything like that. You'd done it wrong, so that was it. You know. So that was your fault.
So did you feel it was fair?
Yeah. I wouldn't say anything against him. I think he learned his lesson, that not to be a troublemaker, it's not him.
And what about home discipline in general?
Oh, that's the devil's boss. If you did something wrong, no trouble. He wasn't a bad bloke, man. You know, he was a good bloke, but I really miss him. But he was boss. If you did anything wrong, you sent any little clip off him. You know, after you had it up at school. Like the policy of Haiti.
He was a local policeman, was he?
Yeah, Tommy, he was the boss. He got him, so well, you must have done something wrong. And then maybe you got a clip, you know, sometimes. But, no, it wasn't a bad one, you know.
Strict.
Oh, strict, yeah, you have to see it. I think it's different nowadays, you know.
And how old would you have been when you left school?
I was 15.
And did you leave with any qualifications? Did you take any exams?
No, I didn't. There was nothing like that. No, at this school then. There was nothing. When I tried for those apprenticeships then, you know.
Yes, I was just going to ask what sort of employment opportunities were there in the area when you left school?
Well, really, it was, it was a pit. And my dad didn't want us to go. And I actually went back to school for just a few weeks. And I saw a bit of an exam for the council, for bricklaying. And a mate of mine beat us, you know. And he got it. So one day I had a little pit. And I started, it was about 10 or 11 years old, the class in the years. And I finished out of the pit.
So you actually went to the pit in the end. Did your father get you that job? Or?
Well, then it was like father worked there, your son went there, my brother was there. My dad never wanted anyone to go away. Because he'd been in Rock Falls under the pit. You know, he nearly had his ear too off.
So when you started working in the local colliery, what was your job?
I was on a bank. We used to do what you call the belts. The coal used to come down, come up, it used to be tipped and come around by the people's shoes out. And they used to throw them out and we used to put them in tubes and take them over the heap.
So this was surface work?
Yeah, surface.
And that's the job you started doing when you...
Yes, well, I started doing it. I didn't like it, man.
In which pit was this?
Cornwall.
This was at the local, in the village itself?
And then I had to start at 5 o'clock in the morning, 15 years old. And I went the first day, and I come back, maybe about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and I finished the scene. And I told him, I said, I'm not going back there. And I remember my granddad come, he was winding him. At the pit then, my granddad and persuaded us, you know, and he'd come and met us, because he was in the same shape and granddad, come up here to meet us and take us down the next day, and no trouble after that, man.
Yes, it must have been a shock to the system, was it?
But after that, no problem, I went. I still didn't like it then.
So this particular job, did you do that throughout your time in the pit, or did you move on to...?
Well, I moved, we had to do our training, for underground training. We had to go to a new carrier. There was a training centre there. And I didn't train, underground training.
What would that consist of?
Well, it was working in the horse and ponies, and these endless machines, you know, with the tubes, you hoop and bolt, and you used to take them along that. Things like that, you coal, things, all that. It was pretty decent. One day down pit, one day on bank. football, then I played football for him.
For the colliery?
Yeah. And we had handicraft sessions, you know, with Kaya. Plastic straps or something like that, and I just passed the time. Sometimes we had to stop there. Sometimes I could do it. Most times I just slept there, you know, we all did.
What was the pay like?
I can't exactly tell you the wages, but it wasn't much. But it was the best we could do then.
But I suppose your first job, you know, that your first pay would have been quite a lot of money.
I forget my wages. Some blokes can remember them, you know, I can't remember the pay. It was only like a few shillings, really, you know, that wasn't pounds. We feel that job for the council, the neighbour, Teddy, and I think he lasted about a month or so, he departed in. And I applied again, the wouldn't give it. Because I had been second in the wouldn't give it as a bricklayer. As I'd been around the tree.
So what kind of shifts did you work at the pit?
Like day shift and like back shift, what we call the back shift.
And what was that?
It was like about 2 o'clock in the afternoon until about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
No night shifts?
No, I didn't work night shift. No, I didn't work.
And did you get underground?
Well, Borough closed down in 1948. It closed. And I got transferred to Humber Hill, Cook Hall. Drift. And I had to go up there. And I had to go underground. And I was on the old men in Royal Tenavon helping out. Helping out the banks and that way, getting out onto the flats.
Right.
And you know, with Peter Byrne, he worked in there. And he used to show us out there to get the coal out and cut it, you know. But I was never happy. So I'll tell you what I did. I got out with sharp ones and I walked up the Cook Hall and I put my boots in.
How old were you then?
I was about 17, I think.
How did you get to work when you went to Humber Hill?
There was buses on.
Would that be a colliery bus?
Yeah.
For the early shifts and that?
Yeah. They got transferred all over. You know, so we pushed it to the airline for that's how we get there then. Because, I had actually deal when I put the notes in. My cousin, Sid, he's older than me, like. He wouldn't let the bus go away. And they come up to Cook Hall and picked us up. Because I was walking back down from Cook Hall, I was going to walk from Cook Hall back to Burnout, you know. And he come up for us. Made the bus come.
So did you put your notice in because you were sick?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
It's the best thing I ever did.
What didn't you like about it in particular? Did you get on with the men all right?
I had problems with their blokes. I didn't like it. I never felt safe. I think it was when my dad being in schools and that. And I didn't want to get anything like that. I didn't want.
Was your dad ever hurt?
Oh yes, he had his ear when he took off. And he was under the floor and that. His legs were all like them. The old man with the blue marks where he was cutting them out. Yeah.
Did you see many accidents?
No, not really. No, I never saw many.
So when you packed in the mines, where did you go then?
I got a job. It was in the AGS Services down at Manchester. It was like a cosmetic factory. I wasn't there long.
And what sort of thing did you do there?
I was what we call on the cutters. Cutting the shapes out for bags and different things like that, you know. I wasn't all that happy with it. But it was a job.
And how long were you there?
I was only there about 9 months. Something like that, before what we call on the cutters. So